to LSAT Dean Daily. I'm Matt Dumont. That's Nathan Fox. I am a staff member at the LSAT Demon, and Nathan is my boss, and I'm thrilled to be here with him working today. Nathan, of course, is the founder of LSATdemon.com, along with Ben Olson, and their weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. You ready to dive in, Nathan?
I am, yeah. This is coming to us from Ian.
Awesome. Okay, so we got a nice long email here. It says, "Hey, Ben, Nathan, and the rest of the Demon crew. I'm a Demon husband, and I love that. I'm a Demon husband. My partner, Rachel, has been working with you guys for some time now. Rachel has two more attempts at the LSAT before she maxes out. So since we're coming up against the end of this little journey, I wanted to thank you guys." You're welcome. That's awesome. When I finish laying out on the gratitude, I'll also solicit some advice. Rachel is a dope high school English teacher. Is as dope a high school English teacher as they come. After helping to guide the youths to their destinies during the school day, she also coached the mock trial team. Wow. Okay. Awesome. So she knows what she's getting into, at least in some respect. Yep. She would glow when her students were in the courtroom or practicing, and she would run mental circles around the attorney that helped to coach the team. Okay, that sounds awesome. Maybe a little biased from the husband, but...
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
But totally awesome. When I asked if she had ever considered becoming a lawyer, she said it had been a pipe dream that had never manifested. Then just weeks later, Rachel took an LSAT diagnostic. Fast forward almost 18 months. Whoa. Okay. She's been through the bad program. She's done the horrible self-study books. The husband takes some blame here, which I think is hysterical. Her score wouldn't budge from a 152. Today, she has been clean living on the gospel of the LSAT Demon for most of 2021. And her last score was a 162. That's awesome. That's 10 points up already. But hey, feel like there's more to grow there.
Yeah. Get greedy.
I know that she has been more in the tank. She has more in the tank because she routinely scores between a 165 and a 168. Yes, score higher, go for it. But even a 162 is a game changer. That's completely true. You can get full rides to school with a 162.
Yeah, but a 168 would change the game again. I mean, that's 162 and 168 are like entirely different leagues. So she should go
not
for
getting
another.
In. Yeah. 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 She's still hungry. We both know that the next couple points really are going to make a huge difference. Awesome. This is all right on point. Every time you guys have one of those wonderful come to Jesus segments where you gently extol the virtues of considering not becoming a lawyer, she is completely undeterred. Okay. Well, she's listening, but she's continuing on.
Well, I should say, I mean, hey, I'm not actually trying to talk you out of being a lawyer. I want you to be happy in your life. Ben and I, neither of us wanted, like, we both went to law school. We both graduated from law school. We both could have been lawyers. We both decided that we did not want to do that.
Yeah.
If we can talk you out of law school, then you definitely shouldn't go. It's perfect that we can talk shit about law school all the time and then have somebody like Ian's wife, Rachel. If Rachel is undeterred, that's great. Lawyers should not be easily deterred. So good. Sounds like you're on the right track.
I hope she gets a little push she needs to keep pumped up on her prep. I just know she has a 170 in her that can really open up some doors. That's true. And if you get to 170, 172 is even better. I wanted to ask. Okay, so we got to the question. Lots of awesome preamble, praise and all that kind of stuff. But I wanted to ask, what can I do as a partner? Do you have anecdotes of effective spousal support? I'm not flying blind over here, but I'm sure you might have some unique perspectives. Also, if you have any in you, I'm sure she'd love a shout out. Come on, Rachel, just a little bit more. With love from your most prolific non-LSAT listener, Ian. That is kind of awesome that Ian is like a fan and a follower, even outside of the LSAT world, which I think is hilarious.
Yep. So I wanted you, Matt, to discuss this one because you were a student of mine years ago in Los Angeles, and you were married at the time. And
still am.
You managed to maintain your marriage through your whole LSAT prep process. And boy, already a year plus of law school. So what do you think Ian might be able to do as a partner to provide effective spousal support for Rachel as she continues studying for the LSAT?
Yeah, so I'm not a spousal in support of someone going through that journey, but I will say that I very much appreciate the fact that I've had great spousal support. And so I think the big thing is just being like open with that communication. You cannot and will not survive if you're not willing to talk things out in the time that you have. Like the LSAT journey is somewhat difficult for some people when they're trying to balance like jobs and life and like all the responsibilities that we all have. Law school is a completely different beast. And so as you're gearing up for that kind of stuff, I think being able to talk to each other about the things that matter is the most important thing. And also budgeting time. One of the best things that my wife is an instigator. She's like, hey, I need you to come with me right now so that we can go on a walk. The paper can wait 20 minutes, or we're going to schedule time in on your calendar. We're going to pencil it in on your calendar so that we go for a hike this weekend or go to the movies. And so it's a little bit less romantic to like schedule those things out, but it's so important if you're trying to actually maintain your marriage through this ordeal.
Okay, so you're suggesting that Ian maybe support Rachel by taking her away from the LSAT sometimes and by encouraging her to do healthy activities, mental and physical health related activities that are not grinding the LSAT for 10 hours a day.
Absolutely. It's so easy in LSAT land and in law school to be a chairperson where you just sit in front of a computer all day, every day. And that's just so terrible for everyone in that situation. And so my wife is incredible in that she helps me get away from being a chairperson while still being encouraging and being like, hey, I know you have this paper due. I'm really proud of you for getting it done because I just finished like a 40-page paper. So being that kind of supportive is awesome, but also taking me away is just the best.
That's great. Thank you, Ian, for writing in. Thank you for being so supportive of our student, Rachel. I hope she's in good hands. I think she is. Sounds like she's making progress.
And Rachel, get hungry. Keep being hungry. Keep pushing. You're going to kill it. Get that full ride. You can get it.
Yeah, get greedy. They're in Baltimore, by the way. They're in your kind of...
They're in my hood. Woods.
Yeah, yeah, you've got the Maryland Kerry Law, but double gear with the hat and shirt.
But nice. I still repping the LSAT Demon.
The LSAT Demon. Beautiful. All right. You want to wrap it up?
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, Ian. And thanks, Rachel, for being an LSAT Demon member. If you would like to be LSAT famous, email daily@LSATDemon if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admission news. Thank you for listening. Thank you.